decidedly Christian, distinctly biblical, and just a little bit nuts. This is Squirrel Chatter.
And welcome to the Piney Woods, ladies and gentlemen. I am your squirrel, the host. Good to have you with us here this Monday morning. It is the 15th of November, so that we're hitting the halfway point of November. We're just a little over a week away from Thanksgiving. So again, you still have time to thaw out that turkey. Don't wait too long. I know, I'm kidding. It takes a little while, but it doesn't take 2 weeks. But still, you know, turkeys. So many people wait till the last minute to try to thaw out that turkey. And, you know, it's best to stick it in the fridge for a couple of days before you're going to cook your Thanksgiving dinner and let that bird thaw. And hope you have plans for your Thanksgiving. And spend time with family and friends and just have a good time. Good to have you with us here on Squirrel Chatter this fine Monday morning. It is Grizz Cat Week. What am I talking about? Well, if you're in Montana, this coming Saturday is the Brawl of the Wild football game, the rivalry between the University of Montana Grizzlies and the Montana State University Bobcats. And if you're watching on the live stream, you have probably noticed that I am wearing a University of Montana t-shirt this morning. I'm also drinking my coffee out of a Montana Grizzlies coffee mug. I state my allegiance openly and without shame. I am a Montana Grizzly. The football rivalry between the University of Montana and the Grizzlies, or between the University of Montana Grizzlies and the Montana State Bobcats, began in 1897. Montana won that first game 18-6. A proud fact for us Grizzly fans. The two teams have met a total of 119 times since 1897. Saturday is going to be the 120th meeting of the Grizzlies and the Bobcats. And the game will be here in Missoula, and I will be there, Lord willing. I have every intention of being there. Haven't even looked at the weather. Don't care what the weather is. I will be in the stands to cheer on my Grizzlies. But unfortunately, I will not be able to cheer loudly because I'm preaching on Sunday up at Hot Springs Bible Church and in Hot Springs, Montana. And if I yell and scream too loudly at the football game on Saturday, I will not be able to preach that well on Sunday. And I speak from experience. I have had that issue in the past where I have gotten a little bit enthusiastic at the football game and had a very, very scratchy, weak voice on Sunday following a football game. So now when I have to preach the next day, I do my best to sit quietly and watch the game. I will probably cheer a little bit, but I can't do what I would normally do to add to the noise factor at Washington Grizzly Stadium, which is significant. I wish somebody, and I could probably go back and look at the stats, but I wonder if anybody has computed how many false starts opposing teams have had in Washington Grizzly Stadium since it opened in 1986, because it is the loudest stadium in FCS football. It's one of the largest stadiums in FCS football. And it is a great place to go and watch a football game. So if you're ever in Montana during a football game and you can get tickets, go to a Grizzly game at Washington Grizzly Stadium. Now, you won't be able to get tickets for the game this weekend. The Grizzcat game is one of the games every year that you just cannot get tickets to, because everybody who has tickets isn't going to sell theirs. They have every intention of going, unless there's some sort of family emergency where a person couldn't go. but you're so unlikely to find tickets for sale for the Grizz-Cat game that I would give up all hope. Coffee is good. So this is the 31st oldest rivalry in Division I football. I mean, it's been going on since 1897. It's 124 years. And I said, in that time, they've met 119 times. In the early days, the scheduling was different than we do now. And so there were several years when they didn't meet. They also didn't meet during World War II. I don't know if there was, I'd have to look. They may not have had football at all during World War II. The nation was kind of preoccupied. I can understand that. But out of the 119 times the two teams have met, the Grizzlies have won 73 times, the Bobcats have won 41 times, and there have been five ties. Excuse me, the rules preclude a tie these days. They keep playing in overtime until one team wins. There's no longer a tie possible, so there won't be any more ties. But in the 124 years, there have been five ties, and this year it's going to be a good game. Both of these teams have been playing well all season long. Montana is sitting at 8-2 overall, and MSU is sitting at 9-1. They're both ranked, I believe they're both in the top 10 in FCS polling right now. I haven't looked at the polls this week, so I can't give you the exact numbers, but I think they're both in the top 10. As you may remember, University of Montana Grizzlies began the season by hanging an L on the Washington Huskies. And that was big. Because, of course, Washington is an FBS school. They used to call it 1A and 1AA, before they changed it to FCS and FBS. FBS stands for Football Bowl Series? But whatever, section, whatever it's the bowl games. They don't have a championship playoff, whereas the FCS or the 1AA, which we used to be, was they have a playoff system and a championship every year, which the University of Montana has won twice, so and played in several more times. Very storied football programs with both schools. Montana has two national championships. The Bobcats have one. Like I say, overall, the record is 73 for the Grizz, 41 for the Cats. And both teams are playing really, really well. So this promises to be a really, really good football game. And I am looking forward to being there. So up with Montana boys, down with the foe. Good old Grizzlies out for the victory. We'll shoot our back around the foeman's line. Hot times are coming now, oh brother mine. Up with Montana boys, down with the foe. Good old Grizzlies triumph today. And the squeal of the pig will float on the air from the tummy of the grizzly bear. We're looking forward to it. All right, other news in Monday meandering. I mentioned on Friday that there was going to be some sort of Legacy Standard Bible announcement on Friday. Well, I now know what it was. The entire text of the Legacy Standard Bible is now available to be read online at read.lsbible.com or .org. Let me check. I think it's .com, but let me look. It's .org. Glad I checked. So it's read.lsbible.org. You can read the entire text of the Legacy Standard Bible, Old and New Testament, at the website. Of course, the print editions of The very first print editions of the entire Bible have already been shipped. I have friends who have already received theirs. I'm supposed to receive one of the hardbacks this week. And then my fancy leather version is going to be arriving sometime in December. So when I saw that the leather ones were not going to be, at least the edge-lined leather ones, which is the one I bought, the goat skin, would not be shipped until December, I quickly ordered one of the hardbacks, and it's supposed to be here tomorrow. So I'm excited about that. I will be using it next Sunday when I preach up at Hot Springs Bible Church, and I'm going to be preaching on Psalm 1. So that'll be fun. If you're in the area of Hot Springs, Montana, love to have you stop by Hot Springs Bible Church. Services start at 11, I believe. So I only get about 35 minutes to preach, which I'm used to having an hour. I went over the last time I preached up there, and I told them when they called me last week and asked me to come up, I said, yeah, I'll try to keep it at half an hour. So we'll see how I can do editing my notes as time goes by. So now, speaking of the Legacy Standard Bible, we are continuing to read through the Legacy Standard Bible and reading through the New Testament. So excited to have the full text of the Bible available now. Been looking forward to this for a long time. So we are excited about that. I hope you're excited about that. I am very excited about that. We are reading through the Bible, the New Testament, in the Legacy Standard Bible, and all we have left to read is the book of Revelation. So we are just about done with the New Testament. Now, when we finish up the New Testament, it is my intent to read through Proverbs, continuing our time here in the morning. I'll read through Proverbs, and then beginning in the new year, and I may do some Psalms too, just to fill out the year, depending on where we're at. So we will we'll do that. And then beginning with the new year, it's my intention to use the 5-day reading plan to read through the entire Bible next year in the Legacy Standard Bible with you here every morning on Squirrel Chatter. So we can look forward to that. And you can follow along because it's available online. And it's always good to follow along. Always good. All right. Well, before we launch into our Bible reading, let's do our prayers, looking at our prayers from the Book of Common Prayer. O Lord, our governor, whose glory fills all the world, we commend this nation to your wonderful care, that we may be guided by your providence and dwell secure in your peace. Grant to the President of the United States and the governors of the 50 states, and to all in authority, wisdom and strength to know and to do your will. Fill them with the love of truth and righteousness, and make them continually mindful of their calling to serve this people in reverent obedience to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Blessed Lord, who hast caused all holy scripture to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Sip of coffee and we will begin. Reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 1. And again, this is from the Legacy Standard Bible. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his slaves the things which must soon happen. And he indicated this by sending it through his angel to his slave John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the witness of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of the prophecy, and keep the things which are written in it, for the time is near. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from the one who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and releases us from our sins by his blood. And he has made us to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. To him be the glory and the might forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. Yes, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the witness of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet saying, write in a scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus and to Smyrna and to Pergamum and to Thyatira and to Sardis and to Philadelphia and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the middle of the lampstands I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe reaching to the feet, and girded across his chest with a golden sash, and his head and his hair were white like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire, his feet were like burnished bronze, when it has been made to glow in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters, and having in his right hand seven stars, and a sharp two-edged sword, which comes out of his mouth, and his face was like the sun shining in its power. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man, and he placed his right hand on me, saying, do not fear, I am the first and the last, and the living one. And I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever. And I have the keys of death and of Hades. Therefore write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after these things. As for the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven golden lampstands are the seven churches. Chapter 2. To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, this is what the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands, says, I know your deeds and your toil and perseverance, and that you cannot bear with those who are evil, and you put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not, and you found them to be false, and you have perseverance and have endured for my name's sake. You also have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Therefore, remember from where you have fallen, and repent and do the deeds you did at first. But if not, I am coming to you and will remove your lampstand out of its place, unless you repent. Yet this you do have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, this is what the first and the last who was dead and has come to life says, I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich, and the blasphemy by those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison, so that you will be tested. Excuse me. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison, so that you will be tested, and you will have tribulation for 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will never be hurt by the second death. And to the angel of the church in Pergamum write, This is what the one who has the sharp two-edged sword says. I know where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, and you hold fast my name, and do not deny my faith even in the days of Antipas, my witness, my faithful one, who was killed among you, where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you, that you have there some who hold to the teachings of Balaam, who kept teaching Balak to put a stumbling block before the sons of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit sexual immorality. So you also have some who in the same way hold the teachings of the Nicolaitans. Therefore repent. But if not, I am coming to you quickly, and I will make war against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone and a new name written on the stone, which no one knows but he who receives it. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, This is what the Son of God, the one who has eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet are like burnished bronze, says, I know your deeds, and your love and faith and service and perseverance, and that your last deeds are greater than at first. But I have this against you, that you tolerate the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, and she teaches and deceives. She teaches and deceives my slaves so that they commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent, and she does not wish to repent of her sexual immorality. Behold, I will throw her on a bed of sickness, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of her deeds. And I will kill her children with pestilence. And all the churches will know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts, and I will give to each one of you according to your deeds. But I say to you, the rest who are in Thyatira, who do not have this teaching, who have not known the deep things of Satan, as they call them, I place no other burden on you. Nevertheless, what you have, hold fast until I come. And he who overcomes, and he who keeps my deeds until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of the potter are broken to pieces. As I also have received authority from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Well, this is the word of the Lord. Thank you once again for joining us for an episode of Squirrel Chatter. Have a great Monday. May all your tasks come easily. Remember to do the things you ought to do, don't do the things you ought not to do, and whatever you do, do it under the glory of the Lord. Have a great week. I'll see you here again tomorrow for another episode of Squirrel Chatter. Take care. God bless.
Squirrel Chatter is recorded in front of a live studio hamster.